This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Monday afternoon, Frank Cusimano from KSDK is with us. Unfortunately, the Bragg and Rights game did not go the way that I had hoped, but that was a hell of a game yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, anytime you get a game where you have the ball arguably in your best three-point shooter's hands with a chance to tie it at the buzzer, you know there's some drama. So I came away thinking that was a great basketball game. That was a lot of fun to watch.
I would have been a lot more bummed out if they had lost the KU game and that game. I guess in my mind, I'm thinking they're not going to win both of those. And this is a team that is legit. Look, Illinois, kudos to them. They look really, really good. I'd watched them play a couple of times this year. But I think as Mizzou keeps playing together, there's some shooters on this team and there's some skill. We certainly didn't see that last year. We saw it 2 years ago, but we didn't have any of that last year. So that's great. And then a Christmas present for Coach Drink and those of us who are Mizzou football fans. I like this kid from Penn State that they got as quarterback.
Yeah, Bo Trabulia. And it was interesting because I got a text like in the early evening saying that they're going to get Mendoza, the quarterback from California. And then so before I was going to go with anything, I texted Drink. I said, so you're going to get Mendoza? He says, no, we're getting Trabulia. And I should have texted you right away. Jeff Drew was mad that I didn't text him, by the way. But, yeah, this is a good quarterback. This is a guy who is a great runner, and he completes 75% of his passes, and he's a winner. And James Franklin, the Penn State coach, was almost in tears talking about a player who was actually leaving him. You know, usually coaches are kind of angry, and that was right before the college football playoff. So that gives you an idea of what kind of character and what kind of kid this is.
I loved it. I watched what James Franklin had to say. And look, this was a tough situation for this kid because he wants to play. He's a big part of Penn State. He has played for them, but he had to get into the portal before the college football playoff. And that was what Coach Franklin was addressing. And he wasn't criticizing the kid. He was saying, look, this is what we're facing right now. It's kind of the Wild West out there.
Yeah, because it ends on the 28th. So if he doesn't make a decision and he waits until the next portal season opening up, well, all the starting quarterback jobs and a lot of the NIL money is simply not going to be there. So he had to do what he did, and I think Mizzou's got a good one.
I do, too, and he's a kid. Look, the kid from California, what I heard, another school kind of came in with a late offer. It might have been Georgia to Mendoza, and then they decided, you know, let's not do a bidding war. And I like this kid from Penn State. He has mobility. He can certainly run. I think he's 6'2", so I think there's a lot of – and look, you don't know until you get with the rest of the team, but he's picked up a bunch of these kids in the portal, and I know there's some offensive linemen needed, but maybe the quarterback in their hand will help them move forward with that, Frank. So that's awesome news for Christmas.
Yeah, he's cleaned up with really quality linebackers, too. And I'll go back to the one great Drink stat. In his 5 years, he's only lost two productive Mizzou players to the portal. And that's really amazing. And I know you don't want to hear this because they're spending all this money on Bo Prabula. But I'm telling you, do not go to sleep on Sam Horn, because Sam Horn was more highly decorated and more acclaimed out of high school than Prabula was. But we'll see what happens. I mean, Sam Horn's got to show that he can stay healthy and not throw a baseball 98 miles an hour, because if he does, he'll be drafted and he won't be on the football team anyway.
And I always have to thank Sue, because she always nags me on a Monday like this and says, what is your fantasy team doing? And I made it to the Super Bowl, my fantasy football league, Frank, and Jaden Daniels and Saquon Barkley. Jaden Daniels killed it for me yesterday. That kid is something else.
He really is. He's a runaway Rookie of the Year award winner with five touchdown passes yesterday. You know, he's the greatest college player I think I've ever seen in person. That performance at LSU against Mizzou was insane. And, you know, why anybody thought he wasn't the top pick in the draft last year was wrong. And I'm sure the Bears are thinking the same thing right now.
Frank, have a great week. We will not talk on Friday. Ethan and Sue will be here. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll talk after the first of the year.
Sounds great. Take care, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.